Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boost healthy testosterone, burn fat. Check it out. MDriveForMen.com, MDriveForMen.com today. Three-word game is coming up around the corner. Tony Gonzalez, workhorse, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 17 years, only missed two games, played hurt a lot. Is joining us now via the Coward Global Satellite Network. So, tonight, Atlanta... I hear a dog.
Of course. Of course. When I come on live, somebody's at my door. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. So Atlanta, Dan Quinn may be coaching his last game tonight against Green Bay. In your career, did you ever play knowing if you didn't perform and if you didn't win, the coach is pretty much out of work, and that's kind of the feeling with Atlanta tonight?
I remember I was with the Chiefs, and we had our coach at the time was Gunther Cunningham.
Yeah.
And Dick Vermeil had been in the facility earlier that week, and we were playing against the Atlanta Falcons, and we ended up losing that game. And I remember looking at Coach Gunther on the bus, and he had this sad look, and sure enough, he got fired the next day. So we kind of knew it was, and of course, they hired Dick Vermeil the following year to replace Gunther. And so you had that sense of it, but I don't know. You say you think Dan Quinn's going to get fired. Arthur Blank, the owner, Mr. Blank, he's never fired anybody, you know, in the middle of the season. So, but I do believe that the Atlanta Falcons, the way they've lost,
yeah,
it's been unbelievable the way they've lost. I feel so bad for them. But I believe if they have a really strong performance and if they're able to get a win, there's no way they fire Dan Quinn. But they'd have to get blown out, I think, tonight in order for him to get fired.
So New England goes on the road to Kansas City, and instead of Cam, it's Brian Hoyer. So take me again. You have Cam Newton. You're going on the road with Belichick. You probably feel, even though it's Kansas City, you probably feel good about your chances. Now you go to a backup quarterback in Brian Hoyer, who's never started for New England. Is the locker room different, Tony, knowing you lost your star quarterback for a huge game against a great opponent?
I think absolutely. It absolutely is. It's a huge disadvantage. The quarterback is the most important position in all of sports. We've always talked about that. We all know it. It's why they get paid $500 million for a contract when you got a really, really good one like Patrick Mahomes. So you're missing out on Cam. And Cam, he had that magic back. He was back to that old Cam. He had that offense going. And so as a teammate of that, it's like, man, we got to play flawless tonight. It doesn't mean we're going to go out there and lose. Hoyer the Destroyer, he's capable, but it's not Cam Newton. And you know you're now stuck behind the eight ball. I mean, it's going to be tough for them to go out there and win tonight, especially because the offense, he hasn't been preparing. It's a different offense. You know all this stuff going in your head. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see tonight a lot of gadget plays, a lot of going for it on fourth down, a lot of fake punts. Who knows what it is? Reverses. You're going to see maybe that Cleveland Brown style of trying to win a game tonight. Because what else you got to lose? Everybody's expecting the Patriots to go in there and get their butts kicked.
Yesterday, Brady, bad first half, great second half. He's got 9-10 different targets, made catches. It is interesting, Tony, that, you know, nobody, once Chris Godwin comes back, there's three tight ends. There's three legitimate receivers with Scotty Miller, Mike Evans. I don't know if you ever worked in an offense. In Atlanta, you guys had a lot of talent. Is there a situation when you're at your level, you're a very good player, and you just know there's just a lot of weapons that your quarterback can use? Does it change the way you think? I mean, I looked at Tampa yesterday, and I'm like, man, they don't even have Chris Godwin. They don't even have Leonard Fournette, and they're just throwing it to everybody. How does that make you feel as a skill guy, knowing you're going to get limited touches and limited chances in a football game?
I honestly don't like it. I'm selfish, Colin, man. I want to throw me the ball. I know I'm good. And that's what I think has really slowed this offense down. Now it can work because you got a guy like Tom Brady. But even that, it's like when Randy Moss was there, he was throwing it to Randy all the time. Julian Edelman was catching all those balls. I believe you need two main guys in an offense in the passing game. So you have 1A, 1B, and those guys are each going to catch over, especially in today's offense, over 80 balls. And then you got one guy who's going to catch around 50, 55 balls. And then everybody else after that, you get in where you fit in, and that's an efficient offense. I think when you're trying to spread the ball around and trying to throw it to everybody, that's where the confusion comes in. I think that just I'd rather just focus. It's the reason that I don't like buffets. There's too many choices. I want a specialty of the house. I want consistency. And I think Tom, hopefully he can figure that out, because this is spreading the ball around. I don't think the skill players don't like it. And I don't know. I think it would make it easier if Tom just said, hey, here's my guy I can go to. Here's the guy I can rely on.
You know, it's interesting watching Cleveland now. Cleveland's 3-1, and it's a losing franchise historically, 20 years straight of losing, and now they're winners. And now they go whack the Dallas Cowboys. And part of me thinks they feel confidence, but is it that false bravado where you're winning, but you can get sucked right back in on a two-game losing streak? It's not a winning culture. Whereas if New England goes on a two-game losing streak, they expect to win. That's their culture in the locker room. Talk a little bit about your NFL travels and about how cultures matter, and it can turn negative very quickly to a team that has a recent history of losing.
Absolutely. I've been through it. I think anybody who plays long enough, unless you're Tom Brady and the Patriots, but most teams out there, when you have that losing mentality, you go into the game saying, hey, let's not lose this game. Let's play not to lose instead of playing to go out there and win. Certainly things are changing in Cleveland. And this is what we said before the season even started, that they are stacked. They have a lot of talent out there in Cleveland. And if they can put it together, they could win some games. And that's what's happened. But, beating the Dallas Cowboys, they're that onside kick away from being 0-4. So I don't think the Cowboys are as good as we thought they were going to be. But hats off to the Cleveland Browns. They've identified themselves, though. They know what they can hang their hat on. And it's not Baker Mayfield. It's that running game right now. Even though Nick Chubb goes out, when you have a guy like Kareem Hunt, and let's not forget who Kareem Hunt is. When he was out in Kansas City, he was one of the best running backs in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they're going to be fine. That they have a good offensive line. Obviously, they got the great skill players and Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. But they need to keep to that formula that's made them successful. Baker Mayfield, still young. He can still keep improving, and there's no better way to make it safe for him. Run, turn around, hand that ball off, and then when you got to make the throws, go ahead and make them, and don't turn the ball over. And that's what he did yesterday. He threw the ball more than he's thrown the last couple games. I think he had 30 throws, which I think is right around there. Don't go too much. You've talked about this before. Keep it at that. Play good defense. Don't turn the ball over, and they got a formula to be a really good football team this year.
Finally, so Ryan Fitzpatrick is certainly capable. Tua's in the wings. And, Joy and I were talking about this. You can't fool athletes. Like, if Tua was burning it up at practice and you're starting Ryan Fitzpatrick, at some point it's not good for morale. How long would you go when you have kind of a C+ guy in Fitzmagic and you got Tua and all these young quarterbacks are crushing it? Would you be worried at all that the locker room, you could lose the locker room if you didn't go to Tua in the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at that. They're 1-3. What is Tua doing during practice that they're not trusting, that they say, hey, let's just wait? And Fitzpatrick is, I think he's real. When he's on fire, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. It's just, he's that microwave player. He heats up, but then he cools down. But I believe in being battle tested. You really don't know what a player is capable of until you get in that game, until you get the snaps. And I think Herbert out in for the Chargers is a good example. Who knows if he would be playing right now if Tyrod Taylor didn't get hurt? But he's come in and he's lit it up and he's played really well. Now you're like, they are set for quarterback for the next 5, 6, 7 years. And I think eventually they're going to have to make that change. They're 1-3. The division is slipping away. They're probably not going to go to the playoffs. Let's get the experience. Let's get him out there. Let's see how he plays. Even if he hasn't performed that well in practice enough to start over Fitzpatrick, but you know what you get with Fitzpatrick. I would put two in there over these next couple games, and let's see where he's at, and let's say, okay, we got our franchise quarterback. Well, we don't. and we'll ride the season out. They got a lot of picks coming up in the draft. This is a team of the future. I think they're going to be okay. But yeah, I would definitely put two in there. Let's see what he can do under the fire, under the big lights.
Yeah. Tony Gonzalez, the Hall of Famer, 14 Pro Bowls in 17 years. Good seeing you, my man.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Yeah, and by the way, Joy, as we talked earlier, Miami has Houston, their first round pick. So let's say Miami goes 6-10. So they'll probably draft, eighth.
They have Houston's first and second round picks in 2021.
So if Houston ends up being a three-win team, they'll probably win more than that. But the point is you're going to get two top 10 picks. So if you play Tua at some point, just let me see what I got. You know what really, we've said this before, is that sometimes you can work at a company, and if another company struggles or flourishes, it puts pressure on your company. When Justin Herbert came in, was given 5 minutes to start against the Super Bowl champions and looked really good. If you're sitting there in Miami, it's like, okay, well, Joe Burrow looks good with a terrible offensive line, and Justin Herbert looks good with 5 minutes and no first-team snaps. That's where I think guys look around the league and go, all right, we need – it's been a month now. And Miami, by the way, has a star tight end. They have a great wide receiver, Devontae Parker. They have good enough backs. So it's not without – they hung with Seattle. They gave up a terrible late touchdown in the first half. Miami hung with Seattle. This is not a terrible roster. It's not great, but it's middle of the pack, 13-7. It's in there.
And you want to start building.
Let's go. Let's play them. Let's do a time. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So TCU went into Austin.
Yeah.
And stunned ninth-ranked Texas this weekend. With 4 minutes to go, TCU quarterback Max Duggan ran for a touchdown from 26 yards out and gave his team a 33-29 lead on the next drive. Sam Ellinger took his team to the edge of the end zone, but running back Keontae Ingram fumbled on the 1 yard line. TCU recovered and was able to run out the clock.
Yeah.
They took a safety on the last play to win 33-31.
I swear to God, Texas game, Big 12 games by and large are, it's tennis match, who's got the last serve. This was a crazy game, and TCU now, I think it's, are they, Tom Herman is 1-2 against them or 1-3?
So Texas has been in back-to-back, really, last-second games. Obviously, they did not come out on top in this one. But Sam Ellinger was 17-36, 236 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. They are now 2-1 and dropped from 9th in the AP poll to 22. TCU has also won 6 of their last 7 games against Texas. So obviously, the conversation is now kind of turning towards Tom Herman. Is he the right person for the job?
Well,
but they did just extend him in May of 2019.
It's like if Cal kept beating USC in the state of California. If Cal kept beating USC,
yeah,
it's
a game that you have to win.
Yes, and that doesn't mean TCU, Patterson. It's a really good program, but the state school should be winning this game. And I like Tom Herman. We've had him on the show. I think he's really smart. You know, it's a very interesting coach. He's a great underdog coach. Is a favorite. He'll have a game every year where he gets knocked off. And they're getting, this is a very political board of regents in Texas. They're very impatient. People forget though, Joy, Dabo Sweeney took a while to win at Clemson. He did. He didn't win in his first 2 or 3 years there.
We're not incredibly patient.
No.
College football programs are even more impatient because you have, as you mentioned, a lot of powerful alumni and donors that want to see immediate results, and sometimes it takes just a little more time than that. But I think with the landscape of college football, and Joe Klatt talks about this a lot, any of the teams that are struggling this year, it just doesn't matter. For the next couple years, it just doesn't matter, because the hit that college football took this year, they're not going to be paying out coaches to not coach the team.
Right.
Like,
so
you are going to deal with whatever your circumstances are for the next couple years, at all of these big programs included.
Yeah, Clay Helton, USC, Tom Herman, Texas. Even if it goes a little sideways, it's not the year to write a fat check.
No, and you may find out that just a little bit of extra time will do the program good, that having a little more stability, even if it isn't where you want them to be right now.
Well, Texas had Todd Orlando as the defensive coordinator. They blamed him for everything. USC hired him, and it was not Todd Orlando because the new coordinator, they can't stop anybody.
Well, the current AP poll top 10 is Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Notre Dame.
Go Georgia,
look good. And at 6, Ohio State, 7, Miami, North Carolina, Penn State, and Oklahoma State.
We said before the season, my prediction was Florida was better than people thought. Dan Mullen's a good coach, very clever offensively, and he's got a quarterback now. So Georgia looked great this weekend. Auburn was atrocious. That's about right. How about Miami? Miami's having a year.
Aren't we, though?
Heat, the Marlins, the Canes.
Yep, we just got to get two out there and just
round
it up. So the Patriots will be facing the Chiefs today without Cam Newton. Instead, Brian Hoyer will get the start for New England. This will be his first start in a Patriots uniform in his sixth season with the team. He has lost the last 10 games that he started, most recently started a game for the Colts in injury relief last season. Yeah. And as a Patriot, he is 32 of 51 for 335 yards, one touchdown and one interception. As Peter Schrager said earlier with us, this is kind of a rough situation for the Patriots. They're flying in today, having to play tonight.
I'm not opposed to that. I thought leagues didn't allow that in case of mechanical issues on a plane.
Well, I mean, these are unprecedented times.
Yeah,
so
right.
This obviously was not the original plan,
right?
Because they weren't even supposed to be playing tonight. But according to Fox Bet, the Patriots went from a 7-point underdog to a 10.5-point underdog with Brian Hoyer starting. The line is now Chiefs minus 11, which is about right. I mean, this is not a this is not a game the Patriots should really.
I liked New England with Cam to cover. I like Kansas City without Cam.
Well, yeah,
too.
I mean, and this is the star factor that Cam provides as well as the talent. Like, we don't. Even I certainly don't think this is going to be a competitive game. They're up against it flying in today, and now they don't have Cam Newton. But he also had a huge buzz coming into this game as well. So that's gone now.
Just think how badly the NFL could have used last night Mahomes against Cam. Like, that's the star. We always think of the NBA as the star league. It was a pretty boring late window yesterday. I mean, you had no Jimmy Garoppolo in the Sunday night game. And, it's kind of a, if you don't think stars matter, even in the NFL, Cam versus Mahomes would have gotten a monster number yesterday.
Definitely looking forward to that. So finally, Odell had the breakout game Browns fans were looking for. He scored three touchdowns in the 49-38 win over the Cowboys. And he said after the game, he's happy to be contributing to wins in Cleveland.
I just want to be able to help in any way I can. I want to be able to be efficient. And just help this team find ways to win. That's really what it boils down to. It's something special about being a part of a win and being a part of the team and helping win. So that's all my goal ever has been.
How about Jarvis Landry's throw? Watch this. It was the best throw of the game.
It was.
My God, it was a rope.
It's really, it's fun. I like that the Browns are starting to get an identity now. This is what they were always missing. All we could ever hear about is how great they were, and they're smarter than everybody else, and we just don't know what we're talking about, and this is what they should be.
How about this division? Pittsburgh's front seven may be the best. Cleveland 3-1, they may have the best run game, and Baltimore can be the most frightening. Like, this division is suddenly, and Joe Burrow can freaking play. This division is like suddenly really good.
It is, and it's really interesting. It's the complete opposite of the NFC.
It is. No, it's a great division. Cleveland's got all sorts of players, and Stefanski, as you said earlier, Stefanski get a few coach of the year. He's had to. Oh, yeah. When you're in a bad franchise, Sean McDermott struggled for 20 years, and you show up and you change the culture. Like, Buffalo now does everything well. Like, Dallas, I can't figure out. You know, Buffalo's the opposite of Dallas. Buffalo does almost everything pretty well. With Dallas, I look at them and I think the coaching, the defense, they're not running enough.
Well, they just don't really have an identity. And Dak and Zeke were having the peak of their success, they had an identity, and that was rely on Zeke. Let Zeke eat. It's just a different situation now. It's not a knock on the Browns, because obviously the Browns have seemingly got it together. That was a really bad loss for the Cowboys.
I might have to put them in the herd hierarchy. I have to watch those games tonight. Cleveland may make it. I do it without regret. Without guilt. I think Cleveland is a top 10 team.
They looked really good.
They did. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Walmart has them, last two times longer than other blades. Well, it's our three-word game. If you wonder why I'm scratching here, Joy and I, there's fruit flies in the building today. We have no idea why. It's the humidity, perhaps, in California, but there's little flies everywhere in the building.
Yeah, they're making me crazy.
Yeah, me too.
And I try to remain composed on air.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just itching my face.
Like, I don't want to be smacking around. I had a spider actually fall from the rafters on my head once.
Oh.
I did not lose it. So I can keep it together.
This is what we can overcome. We're resilient.
You know what? I never lose faith in you, because after doing the Super Bowl with you live from South Beach with...
Well, plus the earthquake.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah, see, we're professionals. We got this.
Flies are going to bother me? Had the world open up on me. All right, best for last three-word game. Here we go.
Browns at Cowboys.
OBJ. First game with multiple receiving touchdowns since 2018 with the Giants, and what's most impressive, he did it despite the fact Cleveland ran for over 300 yards. I thought Stefanski used him brilliantly. He is a big play player, and if Baker can't get him the ball, we'll put him in reverses and we'll have some trick plays. Saints Detroit.
Saints and Lions.
Another blown lead. Do you know Detroit has lost six consecutive games in which they led by 10-plus points? That is the longest streak in NFL history. Matt Patricia took over a 9-7 team and is 10-25. And to be a defensive coach, and it's your defense that keeps letting you down, it's a major problem.
Seahawks at Dolphins.
It's two a time. Ryan Fitzpatrick, second game this year, with zero passing touchdowns and multiple picks. What does that mean? He's the only quarterback in the league that's happened to multiple times. No touchdowns, multiple picks. This was a very winnable game. That and rookie quarterbacks are thriving. That and the fact that Miami's going to have two top 10 picks. So if Tua is not good, you can go in another direction.
Jaguars at Bengals.
Burrow got help. Finally, Burrow got help. Joe Mixon, 151 rushing yards, three touchdowns, and Mixon was in the hospital Saturday night with chest pains and struggling to breathe. Now, Cincinnati did do a pretty good job of protection yesterday as well. He was only sacked once. But 205 rushing yards, Burrow was able to throw to those good young receivers on play action. When you give them a little protection in a running game, you're going to win a lot of games eventually over time with Joe Burrow.
Cardinals at Panthers.
Off the cliff. Cliff Kingsbury is now 7-12-1. Kyler Murray had yards, but a really disjointed game where he didn't play particularly well. He had 133 passing yards. Second straight loss, and it really felt one college coach outcoached the other college coach.
Chargers at Buccaneers.
Brady got back. Five touchdown passes, five different receivers, and believe it or not, first time in Brady's career he's ever done that. How about that? Overcame a 17-point deficit. In fairness, Todd Bowles, terrific defensive coordinator, also then, outside of one long ball, completely shut down the Chargers in the second half, giving Brady mostly good field position.
Vikings at Texans.
Offense was cooking. Delvin cooking. 130 rushing yards. You know, now that Justin Jefferson, the rookie receiver, is rolling, you got now Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, good tight ends, Delvin Cook, Kirk Cousins had time to throw. Cook leads the NFL in rushing, touchdowns, 10-plus rushing yards, and scrimmage yards. Really a great running back we don't talk about a lot, because often the other running backs are in New York or in Dallas. Dalvin Cook right now, best running back arguably in the league.
Ravens at Washington.
Seen it before. I know Baltimore can beat bad teams. Browns, Texans, Washington this year. You know, Browns first game of the year. I want to see him week 9 at the Colts and week 10 New England in Foxborough. Washington had more first downs and only 7 fewer total yards. So I want to see this team next level. I know they're going to beat the bad teams. I still think they're going to win 14 games. I want to see them at Indy. Indy's defense is good. I want to see them at Foxborough.
Giants at Rams.
Way too close. Darius Williams picked Daniel Jones with 52 seconds left to hold on and win that game. Just a weird game. No Saquon Barkley. 240 total yards by the Rams. That is the lowest in the Sean McVay era for Los Angeles. You could tell early. They just were out of sync. The Rams couldn't move it. They had some breakdowns in protection. Give the Giants credit. Jets have quit, it looks like. Giants played hard to the very end.
Bills and Raiders.
Josh Allen arrived. Boy, he is good. There is nothing not to like about the kid from Wyoming. First of all, he's got a whip. He has got a total. I mean, what? Look at these throws. He has an absolute hose. Good stand in the pocket, nice mechanics. He may have the best arm in the league right now. He and Mahomes have the best two arms in the NFL. Second in passing yards, and they've got that Stephon Diggs thing. Yeah, it's working out pretty well. That was a perfect compliment to him.
Colts at Bears.
NFL's best defense? Colts defense now. DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard when he's healthy, 28 rushing yards for the Bears. Only team to allow less than 300 total yards in four straight games. They lead the league in scoring defense, pass defense, third down defense. They're good everywhere. And Chris Ballard, this is what he knew he had to work on the last two drafts, and this is what they worked on. If they can find a franchise quarterback, this defense is everywhere. Every level's good. Every single level. They got corners now, young corners. Linebackers can run, and they got a pass rush.
Eagles at 49ers.
Wentz wins ugly. Go ahead, touchdown pass to Travis Fulgham. Old Dominion, six-rounder. I was happy for him. I'm not going to lie. I was happy for him last night. It was ugly, inartistic, but Wentz won. Don't think it's a coincidence he turned his hat around at the press conference this week, Joey. Don't think it was a coincidence. Turn that thing around. It's like a different quarterback. Felt bigger. Felt more mature, able to handle the big
They did get the win.
He did. Very impressive W. So tonight we have no Cam, Patriots, Chiefs, Kansas City Rolls, and Aaron Rodgers against Matt Ryan. They've had some really good games. I think it's high scoring. I think it's reasonably close. Atlanta cannot lose ugly or they'll have a new coach soon. Going to the grocery store is on everybody's to-do list, right? But what if you don't want to go, pandemic we're dealing with, you'd rather order some stuff, have it delivered to you. This is where ButcherBox comes in. The proteins you love, you've got salmon, scallops, wild caught. You got heritage breed pork, 100% grass-fed beef, organic chicken from ButcherBox. They make accessing high-quality meat easier and more affordable than ever. Over 20 different cuts of meat. Their website's great. Lots of recipes for those that grill but aren't chefs. Right now, get free, two free lobster tails and two free filet mignons in your first order. If you go to butcherbox.com/herd, butcherbox.com/H-E-R-D, two free lobster tails, two free filet mignons, right to your door, butcherbox.com/herd.